I'll never forget the day my wife walks out of the bathroom and she looks at me and she says, "We're pregnant." And I'm looking, and there she is, and she's holding this white stick that looks like a popsicle stick, and there's a little bit of color on it, and all of a sudden it hits me that we're going to be a family. Now, this is really no big deal if you've been married for a few years and you're 19 or 20, but when you've been married for 15 years, and all of a sudden the woman that you love walks out of the bathroom, this kind of sets you for a loop. And so I sit there, and it starts to sink in that we've had this time that nobody else normally has. This time for me to support Molly, my wife, and watch her go from being a customer service rep to the vice president of the company that she works for. And she's seen me go from a construction worker to being the foreman of the company. And all of a sudden, it hits me that this is going to change. And it's really exciting, but it's nerve-wracking at the same time. Because one of the things we've got to do is we've got to start buying things. Now, because I've done construction, I know I'm a carpenter, I can build a lot of them. But one of the things we have to get is this three-in-one. It's this table that's about yo-hi, and it's a changing station and a crib, and it becomes the baby's final, like, little junior bed. It's kind of like a transformer. However, that's not the really important part. The important part is the baby. And everything is going smoothly. My wife is watching her weight. We are doing our exercises together as we're practicing for a Lamaze delivery. And we're so excited until the day we go in and we're going to get to see her. My kid. And so my wife is on this bed, and there she is, and there's her belly, and the doctor's got this wandy thing, and he's put jelly on it, and he rubs it on her belly, and I hold her hand, and I look at her blue eyes, and I look at the screen, and there's the snap of green lines, and out of nothing, we see this little baby turned to us. But the thing is, if you've ever seen one of these things, it's not like they say in the movies. The head is significantly bigger than anything else. She seems like she's all forehead. There are eye buds, finger buds, toe buds. And the doctor says, "Do you want to know what you're having?" I said, "Damn right." We're having a daughter. My daughter. And I tell my wife the name is easy. We had discussed this a long time ago. We're going to name her after both of our mothers. Her mother's name is Margaret. Strong and cold as a battleship. And my mother's name is Christine. So Margaret Christine has finally revealed herself to us. And we can see her, and she can see us, but she can't see us because we're looking at the little green screen. And things start to progress nicely, and things are going along smoothly. Smoothly, that is, for a couple that's 38 and 40. One day, my wife's hand starts swelling up, and her forearms. And she doesn't have ankles anymore. She's got cankles with toe buds that go all the way up the leg. The doctors tell us that she's got preeclampsia, hypertension related to pregnancy. And things start to get really scary here. Not so much just because she starts to look like a Macy's float, but because the baby is in jeopardy. Maggie, that's what we're going to call her, is only 31 weeks old. That's 9 weeks early. We don't have lungs yet. our daughter can't survive. But the doctor comes in and tells us, I'm going to give you an injection and we're going to help develop the lungs a little early. And we're going to wait. And so I hold my wife's hand and I tell her, we're going to be fine. I know in my heart we're going to be fine. The waiting for what we expect to be for weeks turns into a few hours because the doctor comes in and says, we have to bring her now. And so we are whisked into an emergency room. And there is my wife in the bed. And I am down here and I'm waiting to meet Maggie. And there's an incision and a scooping. And there she is. 2 pounds, 1 ounce. 19 inches long, and she is perfect. Now, for those of you that had normal babies, you're used to a cry that could make the room shudder. Those of us who have had special deliveries know that the sound is a little bit more like a lamb bleeding. But my daughter said that she wanted to be here. And she announced with her cry that she was ready for us. And when I look at Maggie, Margaret Christine, who is now 7, I smile and I know that I know the meaning of happiness.